إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد إخواتي وأخواتي في الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته سورة إن شاء الله بسكن المحرر في الحديث باب سجود السهو سجود السهو that is the prostration of forgetfulness as human beings we forget and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who are to be composed of us to observe salat also tells us how we can rectify our salat in the face of forgetfulness. This happens to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam where he forgot in his salat and made amends in some of these salawats where he made prostration of forgetfulness. So we're looking at some of these ahadith as recorded by an Imam Ibn Abdul Hadi rahmatullah and Muhammad bin Sirin عن أبي هريرة قال صلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إحدى صلاتي العشي قال محمد وأكثر ظني أنها العصر ركعتين ثم سلم محمد بن سيرين one of the تابعين reported from Abu Huraira that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam observed one of the two afternoon prayers. Muhammad bin Sirin said, my thoughts tilt towards Salatul Asr more, that is the Salat according to what is preponderant to me is Salatul Asr, that is he forgot the one that Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu mentioned specifically. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam observed two rak'ah thumma sallam, then he did the sleep. And we know that Salatul Dhuhr is four rak'ah, not two rak'ah. Salatul Asr is four rak'ah, not two rak'ah. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam observed two rak'ah and he made the sleep. Definitely there was something. ثم قام إلى خشبة في مقدم المسجد. After that, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم left his place of prayer and went to a wood. in front of the masjid. That is inside the masjid, but in the front part of the masjid. فَوَضَعَ يَدَهُ عَلَيْهَا. He placed his hands on each. وَفِيهِمْ أَبُو بَكْرٍ وَعُمَرٍ. In the congregation were Abu Bakr and Umar. فَهَذَا أَنْ يُكَلِّمَانِ. Both of them, they respected the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They urged him off, so they would not speak to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam out of awe. وَخَرَجَ سَرْعَانٌ أَوْ سُرْعَانٌ. Those who are 80 among the people left the masjid. فَقَالُوا أَقُسْرَةِ الصَّلَاةِ. The people, they started acting on another. As the Salah is Shatish, ورجل يدعوه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم باليدين. Then the man that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم would call ذو اليدين. فقال أنا فيت مكسرة. So the man was bold to ask the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, أنا فيت, have you forgotten أم كسرة, or the prayer is shortened. فقال لم أنس ولم تكسر. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم responded, لم أنس, I did not forget, ولم تكسر, and the Salah had not been shortened, that is, it has not been rebuked. قال بلى قد نسيت. The man said, you have indeed forgotten. So because you observed two rak'ah. فصلى ركعتين. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم observed two more rak'ah. ثم صلى, then after that, he made the sleep. ثم كبر فسجد مثل السجود أو أطول. Then he made the sleep and prostrated like the prostration that you do, or outward, or longer than that. ثم رفع رأسه. Then he raised his head. فكبر, say الله أكبر. ثم وضع رأسه فكبر. Then he placed his head on the ground again. فكبر, say الله أكبر. فسجد مثل سجوده أو أطول. He did the same prostration or longer than that. ثم رفع رأسه فكبر. Then he raised his head, said الله أكبر. متفق عليه. He is agreed upon by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. وآبد رضي البخاري. This is the wording of Imam Al-Bukhari. وفي لفظ الله. In another wording, في آخره, at the end. فربما سألوه. He said, possibly they asked him, ثم سلم. Then immediately, فيقول, he said, نبين شو, I was informed, أن إبراهيم بن حسين قال, that إبراهيم بن حسين said, ثم سلم, then immediately. From بعض الروايات المسلم, in some of the reports of الإمام المسلم, صلاة العبد بغير الشك. صلاة العبد was mentioned without doubt. That is, in the report that you have just read, he said, this is after the Tayyid Ashi, one of the afternoon, the two afternoon prayers. But the report of Muslim, it was said it was Salatu Al-Asr. So, in some of the reports, Imran bin Hussein was mentioned. وَرْوَاهُ أَبُو دَاوُدْ. Abu Dawood reported it, وَفِيهِ. In the report of Abu Dawood, فأخبر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم القوم the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم turned to the people فقال أصادق ذو اليدين have ذو اليدين spoken the truth فأوره أينم the gestures by saying yes قال أبو داود أبو داود said ولم يذكر فأوره That addition of Fa'awnahu was only mentioned Illa Ahmad bin Zayd by Ahmad bin Zayd. وفي رواية أبي داود للفوج by Abu Dawood كبر ثم كبر وسجد. He said Allahu Akbar, then he said Allahu Akbar, then he prostrated. وانفرد في حماد بن زيد أيضا. It was a mad rage that reported it alone. What he loved him, lahu, in a word, قال وَلَمْ يَذْلُقْ يَتَيْسَوْلِ حَتَّى يَقَّنَهُ اللَّهُ ذَلِكَ He did not do prostration of forgetfulness until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him sure about that. Now, as we said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a human being, and as a human being who forgets to make mistakes. And that's why in some of the reports, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ أَنْفَا كَمَا تَنْسَوْرٌ فَإِذَا نَسِنْتُمْ فَذَكِّرُونِ I'm a human being like you. I forget when you forget. So when I forget, remind me. When I forget, remind me. That is, whatever I teach you, stick to what I tell you. So if you see me do something that goes against what I've taught you, so it may be as a result of forgetfulness as a human being. So فَإِذَا نَذِيْتُ If I forget, فَذَكِّرُونِ Remind me. So and that is why some scholars have said that الْقَوْلُ مُقَدَّمٌ عَلَى الْفِيلِ We give precedence to the statement of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over his action. Because his action could be as a result of what forgetfulness. So if he tells us to do something and he does something different from what he has taught us, so we stick to what he has taught us. Not that we stick to what he has done. Because what he has done will be as a result of forgetfulness. Let's assume that when you observe two rakah, nobody called attention to this. Everybody is fast. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that could tell him that he was wrong. Because everybody was quiet. To the extent that Abu Bakr and Umar, out of the awe, the respect that they had for him, they could not approach him to tell him that, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you pray two rakah. You pray two rakah. So that's what at times some of the companions As Anas radiallahu anhu has said, that they will prefer at times that a Bedouin will come and ask the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam questions. They will prefer that. Because a Bedouin will have what a rough attitude. So they will not be able to ask the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam questions at times because of the respect that they have for him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not want them to ask too many questions. And he had cautioned them that they should not ask too many questions. إِنَّمَا أَهْلَكَ مَنْ قَبْلَكُمْ كَثْرَةُ مَسَائِلِهِ وَاخْتِلَافُهُمْ عَلَى أَنْبِيَائِهِ Those who are before you, what destroys them is too many questions. Likewise, acting contrary to what you are prophet have told them. So I would say too many questions that are not necessary. questions that are not necessary. So some people, they ask questions, but the questions are what? Irrelevant questions. At times people ask questions in order to put the speaker in a tight corner, in order to embarrass the speaker. So these type of questions are not questions that are what? That are okay. Particularly for somebody that you have respect for. Where is somebody that you know that the person is destroying the game, for instance? Somebody who is putting people in the guidance. Now one may ask questions that will put the person you watch in problem, so that the ignorance of the person will be exposed, so that people will not fall for it. But somebody that you know is upright, if you know that you ask questions, the question will be something that will put him in tight corner. It will be better that you ask the question maybe one on one. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Umar, both of them were in the congregation. And they knew that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam observed 2 rakat instead of 4 rakat. So but out of the haybah, out of what, the awe that he had for him, they could not approach him. Maybe possibly they will approach him after he had what, left that place, to tell him that, oh, the Messenger of Allah, this is what happened. But in order to do something of embarrassment, so to say, in what, in the public. So and that was why Habab, both of them, they had a kind of what, off of him. But somebody who was what, innocent, that the Messenger of Allah, who referred to what, Zuliyadeh, that person went to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O Messenger of Allah, Afusiratis Salah Am Nasita. Has a prayer been reduced? Or you are forgotten? Strange question. Has a prayer been reduced or you are forgotten? Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew that he had not gotten any wahi. As to what? Reduction of the salah. Then to him, what was preponderant to him is that he did not reduce, he did not forget. So he said, Kullu dhanika lam yakun. That is, neither happened, or either of the two happened. And neither of the two happened, rather. So the man said, Aqbal Nasita. You have forgotten. That is, if no wahyu had been reviewed, no wahyu has been reviewed that you should shorten the salah, then you are shorting it. And that definitely would be as a result of what? Forgetfulness. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned to the people and said, as you have it in the report, Duliyadeen spoken the truth. So, this is to tell us that you should be ready to accept correction. So now the man made a claim that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forgot. He initially, he said he did not forget. But the man maintained that he forgot. So since the man was not the only person in the garden, in the congregation, so Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned to the rest of the people to know if they agree with the man in his claim. And they all said, what? Yes. So in that case, what? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam submitted. And he went to the place where he observed the salah and said, Allahu Akbar. In some of the reports, he said, Kabba, Rasulna Kabba. So the first takbir will be what? The takbir of somebody who wants to enter into salah. While the second one will be somebody who is going to do sujood. So in some of the reports that we have read, kabba rasulna kabba. So it is the takbir of going back to salah and the takbir of going to
the rukun, having to sujood. What if somebody does not do the takbir of going back to the salah? No harm. No harm. If it's only the takbir of going to the sujood that one does, this is what is enough as well. So, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought the meaning to rak'ah. With that, there are an addition to the salah. Two rak'ah first, tashahud, tasbih. Yes, there should be tashahud, but there shouldn't be what? Tasbih. So he made tasbih before the appropriate time. So that would be addition. That would be addition. So he went back to complete the salah by bringing the remaining two rak'ah. Then he made tashahud and made tasbih. So that there was addition in the salah. So he then did what? Sujood al-sahwi. He did sujood al-sahwi ba'da al-salah. Ba'da al-salah. So this is where Al-Imam Malik alayhi rahmatullah and some scholars say that if there is addition in your salah, the sujood al-sahwi is better to be after taslim. It's better to be after taslim. How do you explain? So, this is on watch of that. When Imran bin Husayn, from Imran bin Husayn of Husayn, رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى العصر فصلم في صلاة. That the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم observed صلاة العصر and after he had observed the rak'ah, he sat down. That he sat down in the second rak'ah, made tashahud as usual. Then he rose to pray to observe the third rak'ah. Instead of getting up to the fourth rak'ah, he sat down, made tashahud, and made tasbih. Meaning what? The salah was short of one rak'ah. فَصَلَّمَ فِي ثَلَاثِ رَكَعَاتٍ ثُمَّ دَخَلَ مَنْزِلًا. Then he entered his house. فَقَامَ رَجُلٌ يُقَالُ لَهُ الْقُرْبَاقِ. Then a man by the name الْقُرْبَاقِ. In the first one we have what? Dhul yadayn. This one is Qurbaq. وَكَانَ فِي يَدَيْهِ تُول. The man had what? Long hands. فَقَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Said the Messenger of Allah. فَذَكَرَ لَهُ صَنِيعَهُ. He mentioned to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم what he did. وَخَرَجَ ذَبَّانَ يَجُرُّ رِدَاءَهُ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out of the house ghadbana angrily, yajurru rida'ah, dragging his clothes, hatta intaha, until he got to the people, intahil al-nar, faqala atabaka hadha, he said, as if who could be truth, qalu na'am. He said, yes. فَصَلَّ رَكَعَةً. So he observed one rak'ah. ثُمَّ سَلَّمَ. And said the thing. ثُمَّ سَجَدَ سَجْدَتَيْنِ ثُمَّ سَلَّمَ. Then he prostrated twice. After which he made the thing. رواه مسلم. Muslim reported this. The difference between the hadith of Imran bin Husayn and that of that of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu radiallahu anhuma is that Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu was two rak'ah. That of Imran bin Husayn three rak'ah. Abu Huraira says he went to a wood in front of the masjid. That of Imran bin Husayn said what? He entered his house and came out angrily. And he asked the people, Al-Khribaq, who is in the report of Imran bin Hussein, spoken the truth, and the people answered him after this. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did the correction. And since he made the claim on the third rakah, there was addition to watch to the salah. So he did sujood sahwi after the taklim, after the completion of the salah, after he got the fourth rakah, and he made the claim, then he did sujood sahwi and what? Made the claim. So we said earlier, Al-Imam Malik alayhi rahmatullah had a position that if you added or you add to your salah, if you forgetfully added to your salah, that the sujood sahwi will be what? Ba'da salam. When Aisha bin Abd al-Malik and Ibn Sirin and Khalid al-Hadda and Abu Tilaba and Abu Muhazzab and Imran bin Husayn and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this hadith, he said, Imran bin Husayn said the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led him in prayer, fasaha, and he forgot. Fasaha al-fajdatayn, he did prostration of forgetfulness twice, thumma tashahada, then he did tashahud. He did tashahud, thumma sallam, then he made the sleep. Prabhu Abu Dawud, Abu Dawud reported what Trimidi and Trimidi wa Asana, and he said it is happened. What Hakim and Hakim reported it, wa qala ala shafi'ima, that it is it agrees with the conditions of Imam Bukhari and Muslim. Wa qala bi Hakim bi Akifesh, tafarrada bi hadha al-hadith Ash'ab al-Humrani, thumma takallama alayhi wa khabba'a. So Bi'aki quoted Ash'ab al-Amrani in his report, ثم تكلم عليه وخطأ. So he disparaged him, وخطأه, and he quoted him. Now this hadith, according to the way the opinion, is not authentic. It's not authentic. Ibn Taymiyyah alayhi rahmatullah said there is not any authentic hadith with respect to doing tashahud, repeating tashahud when it has to do with what? Sujood sahwi al-ba'di. So if you look at the hadith of Imran bin Husayn, the one we quoted earlier, that is the one that you have just read before this, and the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, what we have here is that he brought the remaining two rakah in that of Abu Hurairah. He brought the remaining rakah, one rakah, in that of Imran bin Husayn, and he made the claim, he did position of forgetfulness, and made the claim. He did not repeat the tashahud. He did not repeat the tashahud. But in the other hadith of Imran bin Husayn reported by Abu Dawud, it was said that he repeated the tashahud. He repeated the tashahud. But this is what is not authentic. It's not authentic. So the madhab that our opinion that you repeat the tashahud before the taslim, final taslim, that is not correct. It's not correct. So that the position is not correct. So what you do is bring the remaining rakah. Then you do what? You do the sleep. So you will repeat the tashahud again. You not repeat the tashahud. So you do the sleep. When Abu Sa'id al-Khudri called, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Now this is another hadith, different from the hadith of Abu Uraira, the hadith of Imran bin Husayn concerning the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making the claim before the completion of the salah. So let's look at this أبو سعيد الخدري said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا شك أحدكم في صلاته. Where one of you is in doubt concerning his salah, how? فلم يدرك كم صلى. He does not know how many rak'ah he has observed. ثلاثاً أم أربعة. As he observed three rak'ah or four rak'ah. He's confused. He's confused. So he doesn't know how many rak'ah he has observed. Is it three or four? The Sayyidina of Allah said, فَلْيَتْرَحِي شَكَّ. He should throw away the doubt. وَلْيَبْنِ أَلَى مَا سَيْقَنَ. He should build on that that is sure of. And somebody is in doubt, is it three rak'ah a bridge or four rak'ah? Which one is starting? Huh? Somebody is in doubt if you are praying three rak'ah or four rak'ah. Which one is starting? Three is starting. Three is starting. But he's not sure what I have prayed for. So فَلْيَقْرَ إِشَكَّ. He should throw away the doubt. وَلْيَبْنِ أَلَى مَا سَيْقَنَ. He should build on that that is sure of. ثُمَّ يَغْفِرُ سَجْدَتَيْنِ قَبْلَ أَنْ يُصَلِّي. Then he should watch, he should do position of forgetfulness before the sleep. Why? Because he's in doubt. He does not know which one, he is not sure of whether three or four. So definitely he's sure of four, three. Huh? فَلْيَقْرَ إِشَكَّ وَلْيَبْنِ عَلَى مَا يَسْتَيْقَنَ. Then he said what? ثُمَّ يَغْفِرُ سَجْدَتَيْنِ قَبْلَ أَنْ يُصَلِّي. He should do position of forgetfulness before the sleep. فَإِنْ كَانَ صَلَّى خَمْسًا. If eventually he has prayed five, he knows he's in doubt whether three or four. If he picks three and he adds more rak'ah to make it four, according to what is preponderant, according to what is starting, three is starting, but he's in doubt concerning whether it is four. So if he brings one more rak'ah, so if eventually everything becomes right, that is, if what is correct is that he has paid four, though he has chosen three. If he brings one more rak'ah and everything is now five, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, شَفَعْنَا لَهُ صَلَاتَ. The true prostration of forgetfulness will be added to that additional one to make it what? Shafa. Why is four rak'ah that he has observed will be written for him? Exactly. That is if it is four instead of three that he has chosen. Then he has added one to make it four according to his own words, according to what he has been instructed to do. But instead of making it four, it's now five. And the Messenger of Allah said what he should do to do the sahwi before the sleep. So if we can the two prostrations of forgetfulness, so the one rak'ah, if you add to the one rak'ah that you observe, everything will be six altogether. So and we're not allowed to do or ask him to four rak'ah. So Allah is going to reward him for the four rak'ah. Then the one rak'ah for the two prostrations of forgetfulness, Allah will also reward him for that. شَفَعْنَا لَهُ صَلَاتًا. So they will be what? They will intercede for his salah, likewise they will shuffle for his salah. That is make it even. When you can salah is ma'aman li arba'in. If the additional rak'ah that he added actually makes it four, kana targhiman li shaitan. So the two prostrations of forgetfulness will be a kind of humiliation for Shaitan. That is, Allah can't keep as if what he has humiliated Shaitan with the two prostrations of forgetfulness. Because Shaitan wanted to mislead him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala humiliated Shaitan by instructing him to do the prostration of forgetfulness. Rawahu Muslim. Muslim reported this. Muslim reported this. Now this hadith, some scholars are using to say, if you are in doubt whether it is what, 4 or 3, you are not sure. You are not sure, you are in doubt. But definitely, since your doubt is between 3 or 4, 3 is 30. Huh? So they say the situation like this, what you do is to do sujood sahwi before the sleep. Before the sleep. But if you are sure, if one is preponderant of the two, there is what? Preponderant. So you are not that sure, but the one that is preponderant in your mind is 4. The one that is preponderant in your mind is what? Is 4. So it takes you to be 4. As we have it in another hadith. In the hadith of Abdullah bin Mas'ud, you take it to be what? To be 4. Since one is preponderant, but you still do sujood sahwi. You still do sujood sahwi. However, the Shafi'iyya, they try to interpret that hadith of Ibn Mas'ud to align with this hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri. Eh? Because in that hadith, Messenger of Allah said that فَلْيَتْحَرَّ الصَّوَابِ, he should try to look for the sawab, the one that is right. But yet, he said, فَلْيَتْرَحِ الشَّكَّ وَلْيَبْنِ عَلَى مَا سَيْقَنَ, she threw away doubt, then he should build on that is sure of. But in the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud, he said what? فَلْيَتْحَرَّ الصَّوَابَ فَلْيَبْنِ عَلَى, he should look for the one that is preponderant and build upon that. So when An-Nawawi and some others from Imam Shafi'i wanted to comment on that, they said we should understand that hadith of Ibn Mas'ud in what, in line with this hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri. To them, to the Shafi'iyya, every sujood sahwi comes before the sleep. Are you with me? He said Imam Malik said what, if there is addition, it's after the sleep. Meaning if there is what, reduction, it is before the sleep. That is the madhab of the Malikiyya. So that is the madhab of the Malikiyya. Addition after the sleep. Reduction before the sleep. What is the evidence for addition after the sleep? The hadith of Abu Huraira. Likewise, hadith of Imran bin Hussein. رضي الله عنهما. The Shafi'iyya said every sujood sahwi, it is better that you do it before the sleep. What the evidence? They use the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri رضي الله عنه. وابن عباس أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سمى سيدتي الثوب المرهمتين, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam called the sujood sahwi, the two positions of forgetfulness, as al-murhimatayn. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses to humiliate shaitan. Rawahu Abu Dawud ibn Khuzaimah ibn Hibban wa al-Hakim wa sahahahu wa bi isnad sahih. That is what witness in the الشيخ. وعن إبراهيم عن علقمة عن عبد الله بن مسعود from إبراهيم النخعي from علقمة one of the students of ابن مسعود and عبد الله بن مسعود from عبد الله بن مسعود قال صلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إبراهيم زاد أو نقص زاد أو نقص. So he added or he reduced. Wasn't certain. فَلَمْ تَسْلَمَ كِرَلَ, when he made the sleep, it was said to him, يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ أُمِنْ سِنُّهُ فَاللَّهِ أَحَدَثَ فِي الصَّلَاةِ شَيْءٍ, has any shall put in the salat? قَالَ وَمَا ذَاكِ تَوَزَ, قَالِ صَلَّيْتَ كَذَا وَكَذَا, he said he observed so and so raka. قَالَ
بين مسلم وقال الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فصنى رجليه ببين السولج واستقبل القبلة يعني فيز القبلة فسجد سجدتين لديد تو فرستريشن ثم سلم then they made the sleep. The prostration was after after the first sleep that they had done. So he made the prostration and he made what the sleep again. Summa akbala alayna the wajji, then he turned to us, the wajji, with his face, but rather, innau law hadatha shay'un, law hadatha fi salati shay'un, la amba bikum bi. If something had happened in the salah, I would have told you, ولكن إنما أنا بشر أنت كما تنقون. However, I'm human being. I forget with you. فإذا نزلت فذكروني. If I forget, remind me. وإذا شك أحدكم في صلاة. When one of you is in doubt concerning his صلاة. فليتحرى الصواب. He should look forward the صواب. فليتم عليه. Then he should build on that. ثم ليرتب فجدتين. Then he should make to prostration of forgetfulness. Muttafaqun alayh. Hadith of Allah. Wa fi lafdh al-Bukhari, in a report of Bukhari, by yutim alayhi, he should complete it. Thumma yusalli, then he should make the prostration. Thumma yasjud, sajdatayn, then he should make to prostration of forgetfulness. Wa fi lafdh al-Muslim, in a report of Muslim, fa idha zada ar-rajul aw nafas, fal yasjud, sajdatayn. If a man acts or is using for the effort of the day, he should do to fight them. Son Abdullah, Anna Nabiya Allah and Fajr 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 after Salam and after Kalam. That is after he has touched the feet. So that is the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. So you see, the hadith says what? Zada or naqas. Zada or naqas. He added or he reduced. He added or what? He reduced. But what did he do? He did to do the sawi when? After the sleep. Exactly. After the sleep. Now, in the report, Zada or Nafas, the reporter was in doubt. But the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that وَإِذَا شَكَّ أَدُكُمْ فِي الصَّلَاةِ. When one of you is in doubt in his salat, فَلْيَتَحَرَّ الصَّوَابِ. He should look for the sawab, the one that is correct. فَلْيُتِمَّ عَلَيْهِ. He should build on it. It is built that is complete on that. Unlike the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, where he said what? He said, what did he say? What did he ask him to do in the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri? إِذَا شَكَّ أَحَدُكُمْ فِي الصَّلَاةِ وَلَمْ يَدْرِ كَمْ صَلَّى أَثَلَاثًا أَمْ أَرْبَعًا فَلْيَتْرَعِ شَكَّ. It should pray with shock. وَلْيَبْنِي عَلَى مَسَّى الْقَلْبِ. What he has said was, فَلْيَتْحَرَّ الصَّوَابِ. He should try to watch, look for the sawab. Then he ordered him to do sujudu sahwi after the sleep. After the sleep. So this hadith of Ibn Mas'ud is the ronda of the Hanafis. So the Hanafis, they believe every sujudu sahwi, the best is to do it after the sleep. Whether you reduce in your salah or not, every sujudu sahwi in salah, it is best to do it after the sleep. The opposite of the Shafi'iyya. The Shafi'iyya is what? You do sujudu sahwi before the sleep. Every sujudu sahwi before the sleep. They lie on the hadith of Abu Huraira. Why the Hanafis rely on the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu? Imam Malik used the hadith of Abu Huraira Ibrahim to say, if there's what? The other is what? In your salah, it should be, you should do what? After. And if there is what? Reduction. Where is the evidence of the reduction?
where the evidence of the resurrection. So let's take the hadith of Abdullah ibn Buhayna. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم قال في صلاة الظهر وعليه جلوس فلما أتم صلاة فجر فجرتين يكبر كل فجرة وهو جالس قبل أن يسلم وقد أتاهما الناس معه مكان ما نزل من الجلوس متفق عليه. من يجيب حديث عبد الله بن بحينة؟ نعم عبد الله بن بحينة. So Buhayna is the modern, not the father. Buhayna is the modern. Abdullah ibn Malik, Malik is the father. But the modern is Buhayna. So they call him Abdullah ibn Buhayna. Abdullah is the son of Buhayna. Aspiring to the modern. So for the basis we know is to aspire a person to his father. For at times they will do that. They will do that at times. So just like they will say Abdullah ibn Bayyin Salud. So they will do that. Let me Allah from Allah at times to say what? Yabna Ummi Abd. Yabna Ummi Abd. As Fabian ibn Mas'ud to the mother, Ummu Abd, Ummu Abdullah. Ummu Abdullah. Ummu Abdullah. So let me Allah say what? Yabna Ummi Abd, old son of Ummi Abd. The son of Umm Abdullah. So referring Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, ascribing into the mother. But the basis is to ascribe a child to his or her father. So Ibn Buhayna said of the Prophet, قَامَ فِي صَلَاةِ الظُّهُرِ rose in صَلَاةِ الظُّهُرِ وَعَلَيْهِ جُلُوسٌ and he was supposed to sit. Now we know that if you observe Suraka, ordinarily in our 5 minute prayer, after the observance of two rakah, what do we do? We sit and we make tashahud. Correct. So Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forgot to sit and make tashahud. He dropped into the sitting and the first sitting and what the first tashahud. So falamna atammat salah, after the conclusion of the salah, sajada sajidatay, he did two prostrations. He did with frustration. So you can't do the kulli sajda. He will say Allahu Akbar in every sajda. Wahuwa jalis, why is it? Qabla in the sajdin, before the sajdin. Wa fajada'u wa nasu ma'abu. And the people also did to do the thief. Makana ma nasi abnil jews. In this of what? He forgot what he left out of the sujood. You get it now? Here there is reduction. Correct? There is reduction. No addition at all. He was supposed to sit and he was supposed to do tashahud. He didn't sit, he didn't do tashahud. He rose to the third raka. He brought it. The fourth raka, he brought it. Then he did what? Tashahud. He added sujood sahwi and he made the sujood. Those two things were finished. Unlike in the case of the hadith of Abu Huraira, where he did the sleep after two rakah addition, that the sleep is what addition. When his attention was drawn to that, he went to bring what? The remaining two rakah. Then he did what? He did the sleep. That is, he makes the shahu did the sleep. Is that clear? He did the sleep. So there was addition of that tasleem in the hadith of Abu Huraira. Why in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Buhayna there was what? Omission of sujood, julus and tashahud. But what did he do? He did sujood sahwi before tasleem. So the hadith of Abdullah ibn Buhayna and the hadith of Abu Huraira and Imran ibn Husayn, they are what? The Ubda of the Malikiya. What the Malikiya is as evidence if there is addition and if there is what? How to explain? But the Shafi'iyya to say, they use the hadith of Abu Sa'id Khudri as what? As evidence. As evidence. Is that clear? Why the Hanafi use the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, where the sujood sahwi came after the sleep. Now, the scholars have said they differ on which is better, before or after. But they all agree, as explained, they all agree that if you do sujood al-sahwi before taslim or after taslim, your salah is okay. If you do it before taslim or after taslim, your salah is okay. However, some scholars held the opinion, and that is the way they opinion with Imam Ahmad, that we should use this ahadith the way we see them. Where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did to do the sawi before taslim. When you fall into something like that, do it before taslim. Where is it to do the sawi after taslim? Before, in that situation, do it afterwards, taslim. Then anything apart from this, you can do it the way you like. This is a type of Imam Ahmad, and this is the favorite opinion of Ibn Taymiyyah alayhi rahmatullah. Likewise, the favorite opinion of Ibn Baz alayhi rahmatullah, some other scholars like that. Shaykh al-Albani alayhi rahmatullah always do whichever one you do. The kulli sahwi fajratan. For every forgetfulness, a scholar is worth two sides. Don't forget, if you leave out a tilah of salah, you have to bring it. We have said it in the khutbah. You leave out a tilah of salah. You forget to do rukur? No. To do salah is not enough. You have to bring the rukur. You have to bring the rukur. You forget to do one sajda, you have to what? You have to bring it. You see that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought the remaining two rakah. He didn't say to do the sawi. He brought the remaining two rakah. Then he did to do the sawi. Afterwards. So the same thing happens to the one who leaves out a tilah of salah, you afterwards bring it, then you do the sawi afterwards. But if it's something that is called wajib, that one has left out, so you don't need to watch, you don't need to bring it back. What is the evidence? The evidence is contained in the hadith of Abdullah bin Muhayna. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not do the fasting and tashahud, and not bring them back at the end of the work, the salah. Rather, he just did sujood al-sahwi and left. And that's why the Hanabila will say what? The fourth sitting and the fourth tashahud, both of them are what? Being wajibat al-salah. They are not min arkani salah. Unlike the last tashahud. The last tashahud and the last sitting. If the last tashahud that you miss, they will say you have to bring it back, then you do to do the sawi. If it is the last sitting that you miss, you have to bring it and you have to do what? To do sawi. For the fourth sitting, since the Messenger of Allah did not bring it back, the fourth tashahud didn't bring it back, he only needs to do the sawi, it shows that what? To do the sawi is enough to take care of the wajib, but not enough to take care of what? The rukun. Obviously. So, this is what scholars have said summarily. So when you are reading a book written by Michal Sevilla, for instance, they will be telling that this text is to do sahwi before taslim. The Hanafis, you are reading your works, they will be telling you that what a best is for you to do sahwi after taslim. The Malik will be talking about the other nuqsan or doubt. So we're talking about it. So why people like Al-Imam Ahmad would tell you, they would say what, stick to what you have in the text. Where is it to do something before taslim? Do it. Where is it to do something after taslim? You do it there. So with this, you will have what? Apply the evidence, all the evidence. Like instead of what? Doing what the Hanafis have said. When you apply that to the Hanafis, you have left some ahadith. When you apply that on the Shafi'iyah, you have left some of the hadith. That's what Imam Malik is what? It's closer. It's closer. It's closer. That is when you consider Nuqsan and what? The other. So, but wallahu a'lam, if you take it the way Ibn Taymiyyah and some others have said, I think this would be better. But for somebody who doesn't know much, so whether it is before or after, so it goes. So inshallah we'll continue tomorrow. Then subhanaka allahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Now now the question is, we know that when we are unable to do tayammum, actually perform ablution with water. So, or there is no water to perform ablution. So we know that we are asked to make use of tayammum, to do tayammum. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Wa tayammamu sa'idan tayyiba." Look for pure tayammum, pure sa'id. And sa'id is what is on the surface of the earth. Now the question is, somebody, he says, he read in a book that if somebody embarks on a simple journey and the person cannot find water to breathe in that simple journey, so that he cannot make it of soil, he can't do tayammum, which means in the condition that you only make use of sand or soil when you travel a journey that is not that doesn't involve sin. So is this correct? That is the question. Well, scholars, they've talked about things like this. A lot of them are of the opinion that the one who embarks on a sinful journey should not enjoy the rubah. That is the contention given by the Sharia. Take for instance somebody who embarks on a journey of maybe third, a journey of zina, of consumption of adultery, can he do kosru? So a lot of scholars will say he can't do kosru. Why some scholars are of the opinion that word Al-Jiyah Mufakka, there are two different things. He is on a journey now. He is on a journey. So, and what you know is that when you are on a journey, you can do what? You can do kosru salah. When you are on a journey, you may not fast. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. وَمَنْ كَانَ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَىٰ سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٍ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرَ. So whoever is sick or on a journey can watch, can fast on other days. So he is on a journey now. Saying that the journey is a sinful journey, so you are bringing in another thing. So some scholars say you are bringing in another thing. So don't bring in another thing. As long as he's on the journey, so Allah will deal with him for committing, for embarking on a sinful journey separately. But he's on a journey now, so he can what? He may not fast, and he may do kosru of salah. So he may enjoy this tayammum of the sin. So this is what some scholars are upon. And Allahu A'lam, that is the way they are opening. However, a lot of scholars have said that when you are on a simple journey, you cannot enjoy the ruha to suffer. So Allahu A'lam. Now. Now, is it permissible to recite Salatul Salatul Ibrahimiyya in the first tashahud? Or there is no need for that? There is a hadith that said the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite tashahud in the first tashahud. He would recite the first tashahud as if he was sitting on a fire branch. That is, you recite it quickly, but the hadith is da'if. Though some scholars dispute their position on that. But on that time, we all agree that if you do not recite Salatul Ibrahimiyya in the first tashahud, no problem. No problem. Some say you can add Latin or Inia to your first tashahud. But the second tashahud, which we say what, is a pillar, according to most scholars. And the second tashahud, which we say what, is a pillar. So, the Shafi'iyah, the Hanabila, they have the opinion that you must recite Salatul Ibrahimiyah in them, in this rather. That is, after you have finished the second tashahud, you must recite Salatul Ibrahimiyah. Why? They say Salatul Ibrahimiyah is also a pillar for the soul. Just as the tashahud, the second tashahud is a pillar, Salatul Ibrahimiyah is also a pillar in the second tashahud. For the first tashahud, so they don't talk much on that. So some of them are beginner what there is no need for it. But the second tashahud, some of them said what is a pillar. But what is more upon is that Salatul Ibrahimiyah is not wajib in the second tashahud. Not to talk of being a pillar. Not to talk of being what? A pillar. So it's something that we're encouraged to do. Now those who say it's a pillar, they said, as contained in hadith, they ask the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كَيْفَ نُصَلِّ عَلَيْكَ إِذَا نَحْنُ صَلَّيْنَا عَلَيْكَ فِي صَلَاتِنَا. How do we do salah on you if we are doing salah on you in our salah? Huh? How do we do this salah? Allah said what? يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. So he was asked, how are we going to do salah on you when we are doing salah on you in our salah? The Messenger of Allah said, قُولُوا أَلَهُمَّ صَلِّي. Say Allahumma salli. Say the end of it. They said that is Amr. That is Amr, the command. So, for the other people, they said, how were they doing it before that time? So if they had not asked, that means they wouldn't have been what? That means they've been praying without the Salah. They just wanted to know how to do it. So that means that the Salah is valid without a Salatu an Ibrahimiyah. Then there is another hadith that somebody prayed quickly and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, عَاجِلَ هَذَا. This man has ate it. He said, إِذَا صَلَّ حَدُكُمْ. If one of you prays, فَلْيَبْدَى بِتَحْمِيدِ رَبِّي. He should start by glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he said, ثُمَّ يُصَلِّي عَلَى النَّبِي. Then he said, صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى الْقُرْسَلَى. So the Jumu'ud is saying, this is a recommendation. It's not an obligation. And this, wallahu a'lam, is the preferred opinion. That the Salat Ibrahimiyah is not compulsory in the Salah. This is the favor of opinion of Sheikh al-Muslimin. The first view that is the Qila is the favor of opinion of Zumbaz, Al-Albani, and the past scholars, Al-Shafi'i, and Al-Imam Ahmad, in the report. So they are of the opinion that works is the Qila. For Allah A'lam, the way their opinion is that it's not the Qila. It's something that we recommend it. For Allah A'lam. Last question. Okay, somebody is praying Salat al-Maghrib, instead of praying 3 rakah, he prays 4 rakah. Can you change it to Salat al-Isha? Give it time for Salat al-Isha. Has he prayed Salat al-Maghrib? No. That is somebody who is at least, when he wakes up, it was already time for Salat al-Isha. So he wants to pray Salat al-Maghrib, but instead of praying 3 rakah, he ends up praying 4 rakah. Can he take that to mean what? Salatul Isha? No, he can't take it to mean Salatul Isha. So it is what? Salatul Al-Maghrib that he passed with his intention when he's praying it, is what? Salatul Maghrib. So he can't take it to mean Salatul Al-Isha. Salatul Al-Maghrib. Then he can't pray Salatul Al-Isha before Salatul Al-Maghrib. So in a situation like that, he has added to his, to the number of the rakah that he's supposed to pray. So he will do sujood sahwi after the sleep. So just like when the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, observed 5 rakah instead of 4 rakah, as contained in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu. So when his attention was drawn to that, that he observed 4 rakah, 5 rakah, instead of 4 rakah, so he did sujood sahwi. So, wallahu alaihi. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله